The Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
On this day, when thousands of illegal aliens are demonstrating, let's refute the lie that illegal aliens take only jobs that Americans won't do. I live in an area where we don't have many illegal aliens, and American citizens do all those jobs. Our hamburgers get flipped at fast food shops, our dishes get washed in restaurants, our sheets get washed in hotels, our lawns get mowed, our shrubs get trimmed, and our produce gets picked. I had my roof replaced, and only Americans worked on my roof. Americans just don't want to work for third world wages, and there's no reason why they should. An employment service in Mobile, Alabama, recently received an urgent request to fill 270 job openings from contractors who were hired to rebuild areas of Alabama devastated by Hurricane Katrina. The employment agency immediately sent 70 laborers and construction workers to three job sites. After 2 weeks on the job, the men were fired by employers who told them the Mexicans had arrived and were willing to work for lower wages. The Americans had been promised $10 an hour, but the employers preferred Mexicans who would work for less. The manager of the employment agency said, when they told the guys they would not be needed, they actually cried, and we cried with them. This is a shame. The manager said that employment agencies throughout Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi all face similar problems because thousands of men from Mexico and Central and South American countries, many in crowded buses and trucks, came into those three states after Katrina, willing to work for less than whatever was paid to American citizens. More than 30,000 foreign workers flooded into the area after the hurricane. There is no penalty on employers who replace Americans with illegal aliens at lower pay. Homeland Security even announced that it will not punish employers who hire illegal aliens. That's what the global economy means, making Americans compete with third world wages.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. The definition of boycott, to abstain from or act together in abstaining from using, buying, or dealing with as an expression of protest or disfavor or as means of coercion. Tomorrow, folks, is alleged to be the biggest boycott in the history of this country. Whether it happens or not is yet to be seen. But I have a question I need to answer. I need somebody to give me the answer to one question that's bugging the hell out of me, and nobody seems to want to address it. I am asking this question of illegal aliens, and that is, you are illegally in this country. What are you protesting and what are you boycotting? Please tell me. You've got it made. You came here illegally. You stole what's not yours. Nobody from our government said a word about that, letting you get away with murder here, literally in some ways. You have demolished our school system. You filled our jails. You brought new and unprecedented violence to our communities. You've devastated our job market and our wages. You've closed hospitals at a very alarming rate, to say that, and practically crippled our social services by overuse. You've done all of these things with impunity and with a cosign from the U.S. government. That's right. They're letting you do it, and they know you're doing it. You have many of the rights U.S. citizens are gaining more and more every day. Some states are letting you drive. You're buying homes with government-backed loans, and you're opening businesses right out there on Main Street in the front of the whole world. Now there's even talk by some states and municipalities of letting you vote in local elections. What the hell are you complaining about, and why are you boycotting? You've got it made. You've got it made. You've committed lawlessness and run away from a lawless government only to be accepted by another lawless government, ours. And that angers me. And you complain and beg and whine and boycott for even more. You remind me of somebody who's invited to a party, free. And then you complain about the brand of liquor that's being served. Or somebody who sneaks into a movie theater and demands free popcorn with butter. Or somebody that steals a car and then takes it back to the owner demanding a disc changer or a sunroof be installed. This is idiocy. You ran away from a country that treated you like trash, and here you come for that better life you always talk about, and then what do? You demand more, and that angers me. Well, I am with your cause, believe it or not. I know. Everybody's saying, oh, what did he say? Yeah, I'm with it. I'm down with it. I'm with it because it serves mine, and it serves the rest of the American people. You see, we... the people of America, no, I'm not talking about those rotten politicians, the greedy business owners, or those low-life communist rotten dogs who want illegal aliens to stay here. No, I'm talking about people in this country who are real Americans, those who immigrated here legally, those who were born here, those who understand what it is to be America, those who will have a final say on this issue. And that final say is this: we don't want you here. We have never wanted you here. And we're not going to let you stay here, no matter what you think, no matter how you march, no matter how you protest, no matter how big the boycott gets. You ain't staying in this country. Trust me, you will be gone one way or the other. I guarantee it. We never wanted you here, and we're going to make that ever more plain as time goes by. Every time you march, we benefit. And this boycott tomorrow, oh man, the gains we will make from that are immeasurable. We dare you to shut down our freeways, as you said, with your trucks. You threaten this. We dare you to send your children walking onto our freeways, as you threaten to do. We double dare you to block major intersections of this country, like you said. You said you were going to block our traffic and cripple our cities and our ports. We triple-dipple dare you to cripple the economy, as you said you would do, of this country that has illegally taken you in and made that, quote, better life, unquote, for you. We don't think you can do it. We dare you to do it. We beg you to do it. We'd like to see it. Then this country will see what rotten, begging, inconsiderate, racist interlopers you are. They will see that you don't care anything about this country. All you care about is what you can take, what you can beg, what you can steal. You with your little rotten jackpot babies that you come here and dropped on us like an alien. That's right. You brought them in here and you dropped them on us and made us take care of them. You made us put them in our schools. You made us give them lunches and breakfasts at school. That's right. After school programs. All because the 14th Amendment of the Constitution was misinterpreted. You dropped the jackpot babies on us and you dropped the illegal alien babies on us. And you know what? There's going to come a time. There's going to come a time where we're going to let you know that you ain't welcome here anymore. You're going to have to take that little snotty-nosed kid and that old vieja of yours from out of the nursing home, and you're going to have to take all those little rotten gang members you got out of our jails, and you're going to have to take all those minimum wage workers and go back the hell where you came from. Am I rotten for saying this? Am I a harsh person? I hope so. The days of my being compassionate are over. That was the 80s and the early 90s. No more. We have drawn a line in the sand, and you're about to leave here. And don't believe these lies that you told by the politicians that they're going to have a comprehensive immigration reform program. You know what the comprehensive is? Get the hell out. That's the comprehensive thing we're going to do for you. We're going to put you on a bus or a train or a plane or whatever it takes to get you out of this country. I have said it over and over again. The way to do it is to say 90 days. You got 90 days to get right. And get right means sell your house, sell your boat, sell your car, sell your kid. Do whatever you got to do. But after 90 days, you will become Dr. Richard Kimball. You will be a fugitive in this country. And we will hunt you down, and we will lock you up for 5 years. And I guarantee you, folks, if we've set that law down, half of them will self-deport. Half. Back to wherever they come from. That's what we must do. We must get serious. The American people are serious. It's just that the politicians are not serious. That has always been the problem. But I say again, we challenge you. We challenge you for picking this, for doing this tomorrow. We want it to be a success for you. And we thank you for picking this communist holiday, May Day, the most vile day in America that we could ever think of. No, you have picked that day to represent what you're about, because most of you out there are communists. We ask you to do this. We beg you to do it. We want you to be successful, and we say, bring it on. Give it your best and quite possibly biggest shot ever. We know that this will make us stronger. Because every time you do this, you enrage us. You make us stronger. It's you that stir up the action. It's you, you illegal aliens who have awakened this sleeping giant. And you have reminded the sleeping giant of the need to fight. We must fight now, folks, any way we have to. We must fight. We must fight in the courts. We must fight in the legislation. We must elect the right people. We must give money to the right people and do whatever it takes to get these people out of our country. We must understand that this is a country that's worth defending. We must understand that we have to fight now the way our forefathers did, the way they did at Valley Forge, the way they did in the Civil War, the way they did in every world war that came up. We must fight now, and we must defend this home. We must defend this land. We must defend this country. We must defend this America. It's the only one we've got, folks. And we're not going to give it away to some piss-poor, illegal alien who comes here and squats on it and then makes demands. No, it ain't going to happen. I promise you that. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network. They're back. That's right. The famous Terry Anderson Show pen is back. Ask anyone who has one of the original pens. They're the bomb, and the new ones are even nicer. And for a $15 or more donation to the show, we're going to send you one. Stop trying to lift that bunk plastic pen from the counter at the post office. You don't need it. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration exclusively. And I want to remind all the folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Want to welcome all the good folks in Phoenix at KFNX 1100 AM, the great K-Dawn in Las Vegas, Nevada, 720 AM, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those want to agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, U.S. senators are the most arrogant people on the earth. They are elitists, and they care very little for the mainstream American who votes for them, gives them money, belongs to their class. They don't care anything about those of us in the middle class at all. Senators on the left side of the aisle claim to be for the poorest and downtrodden, but allow those poor and downtrodden to be extreme victims of the illegal alien invasion. One of the worst of the many, many years that I've ever seen is Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois. Oh, my God. I got personal stories about this clown, I'll tell you. When asked if he feels the demonstrations were positive, he said, quote, "I think this has created a political dynamic. Many people who were scared to stand up and say I am undocumented now say it. It means that finally there's a realization by the rest of America about the size of the challenge. Yeah, you're right about that. But we must not let this reform stop, because if we wait a month, 2 months, we may never be able to capture the momentum we have these days, end quote. Then he goes on to counsel the people in these marches about the use of the word amnesty. He said, quote, I saw signs that mentioned the word amnesty. This word is a killer in the debate. Do not use it, unquote. After all this, he says in a moment of truth, and probably the only moment of truth ever out of this man's mouth, quote, but also, if I have to tell you that if I measure my position by phone calls and emails I get, there is still overwhelming opposition to immigration reform. Do you hear what he said? If he has to measure his response by the emails and phone calls he gets, there is overwhelming people against it, against amnesty. After saying this, he still says he's for the amnesty. And it tells you what an elitist he is. Here's a guy that understands and still goes against the American people. And that's a fact, folks. Believe me. I'm going to say this right now. Dick Durbin, I sat in your office and you treated me very racist. You acted like black folks did not matter. I'll tell that story on the air if I get a chance. But right now, I got to say, Dick Durbin, you suck. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Got a tight show tonight, folks. We're going to get right to our guests, Mr. Marvin Stewart, a guy that I know very well, a very courageous American, a minute man, and a man that happens to be, and I don't usually go into the racial thing, but just so I can paint a picture for you, happens to be of the black persuasion. Now you know who Marvin is. I want to welcome to the show, Marvin Stewart. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, good evening, Terry. Thank you very much for that warm welcome here. Boy, I tell you, you were right on the money there.
Well, I appreciate
it any better.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, Marvin. There's only one way to say it. We know what time it is, and we know what needs to be said. It's just most people won't say it. You and I were at the protest last week in Leimert Park, and we saw some of those vile communists that I talked about out there trying to disrupt the media. You know what gets me? These people could march a million people in the streets. I would never go protest them, and I would never try to blow a whistle or a bullhorn. I disagree with what they say, and I know they're a bunch of racists, but they have a right to say it, and I would never disrupt it. But these people come to our little event there and try to disrupt it with bullhorns and whistles, blowing their car horns and all this other stuff. It's amazing to me that Americans have no conception of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
And, you know, and what you're saying there, Terry, and you talk about races, got a nerve to call somebody racist.
Oh, yeah.
And then want to call you names.
Oh, yeah. In two languages.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. You know, we stood there and we tried to wake up and to set the record straight, a woman named Erin Aubrey Kaplan, a lying broad that interviewed me out there, misquoted me terribly. I begged her. I begged this woman, Marvin. I begged her not to use the term immigrant, and she still put it in the story. But she's one of the perpetrators with the L.A. Times, and she stood right there in our face and took down all the information and put her slant on it and then belched it up from the inner depths of her stomach into this newspaper. It's just amazing.
I read the article there, Terry, and I tell you, and matter of fact, Some black gentleman came and stood next to her as she was interviewing. I guess he was calling himself wanting to threaten me, but, you know.
Yeah, come on, bring it on.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you know, and what amazes me, they want to come with this violence and everything, and they think just because we're nonviolent people, we're going to be nonviolent if somebody gets in our face, but that ain't going to happen either.
That ain't going to happen either.
You know, but getting back to the subject here, Marvin, it was a nice thing to see so many black folks out there protesting. And to set the record straight, it was about 100 people out there at the protest over where we were, and maybe 10 or 12 who were protesting us. Is that figure correct?
That is correct. And you know another thing there, Terry. There is much more than 100 people in the black community that are in support of us. Matter of fact,
oh, absolutely.
After I had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Nate Holden.
And what did he have to say?
I was up at, what is that, Simply Wholesome there?
Uh-huh.
And I was having a meeting, and just so happened, Mr. Nate Holden walked out. And I was kind of curious about that SP-40, and I, you know, kind of went back in mind and said, you know, was he one of the players who was sitting at the table that brought that SP-40?
I believe he was.
But he said no.
Huh.
You know, he was over in the police department, but he said no. He he was very emphatic about it, that he said no.
I don't believe anything Nate Holden says. If Nate Holden told me if the sun was shining at noon, I'd have to look up into the sun to make sure. He flip-flops on this all the time. I had him on the show when he was running for Congress, and I asked him about the effects of illegal immigration on the black community. The first thing out of his mouth was, we're all God's children.
Oh.
I know you happen to be a man of faith, and I believe in the Word and the Bible and everything else, but you do not have to be one of God's children in the United States. You can be one of God's children anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
You don't have to be here to be saved or to be a human being or any of that other stuff. And he would not answer the question, so I said, okay, Nate, you're out of here. And I let him go. But, you know, a lot of these black politicians are that way, white ones too. But I'm concerned with the black ones because that's where I live, Marvin. And I see how they're voting on these issues. Maxine Waters and Diane Watson and Jackson Lee and Conyers and all the rest of them. They are voting against our interests.
As a matter of fact, I went to the website La Mecha. I had to check out and see what La Mecha is talking about, you know, on the matter where I know where they're at. But, you know, they got a voting website there. They got a scorecard there.
Okay.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Maxine, Diane Watson.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are poster childs.
Every one of them.
Every one of them are the poster child because of their voting record.
And let me tell you something. If white folks voted against us the way they do, they'd call it racism.
Yes.
But the fact that they want to be, quote, and I hate this term, but I'll use it tonight, people of color, unquote, once you start using that and start blending yourself in with people that won't blend in with you, then you become an idiot. And that's what they are.
Yes.
Absolutely. Tell us about the caravan.
Well, you know, the caravan is going to be kicking off here on the 3rd of May at 8 a.m. at Leimert Park. We're asking everybody to come out in the black community, in the community, all those who are listening, all those who are in support of us. And even if you're not in support of us, you can come out. Just keep your distance.
Yeah, be civil.
Be civil about your actions now because, you know, we will have some help there. But you are welcome to come out. As a matter of fact, it's going to kick off in Leimert Park. We're sending a clear message across the nation because, see, this is not the first time in this nation's history that black community has dealt with immigration. This was a tool, see, to have this mass illegal, well, it's always been illegal migration has been allowed in the past to come into this nation, but it was allowed in the past to put aside, to squash the black community.
Oh,
and this
is
done by the former slaveholders
here.
And they have preferred all these immigrants over the black community as being the resource.
And that at that time, it was cheap labor from Europeans.
From Europeans.
Yeah.
So they were favoring us in order to squash, because as I was reading some of W. Du Bois and George Washington Carver and Marcus Garvey and some of the old newspaper clippings, they were using this to keep the black folks' nose to the grindstone.
Well,
this was like in rebellion to the slave issue. And matter of fact, I'm just going to give it to you like it is. It was Democratic control.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the
I was asked by one of the news by one of the reporters that was doing a story. He says, well, hasn't the Democratic Party changed? I says, no. They're doing the same thing now.
And you know what's wrong with the Democratic Party when it comes to black folks? And you white folks, you stick around because we're talking about you too. But basically in the black community has been almost unanimously Democratic. And they've taken us for granted and said, well, we don't have to worry about them. We got them locked in. Let's go after this Hispanic vote. Let's go after this Asian vote. They take us for granted. They act like we don't even exist anymore. And that angers me.
See, well, guess what happens? See, when you don't value your resource, and people are supposed to be your resource. See, they have told the black community it's okay to kill your children. So we're now looking at 40 million folks, you know, they're trying to want to give the voting rights to, and now black America is at 36 million. Well, right now, in terms of abortion that's going on right now in this nation here, we have close to the number of 50 million. Black America represent of that 50 million. We represent 30% of that number. Now, we were 12% of the population.
30% of the abortions.
30% of that number. That's close to 15 million plus. So you take that 15 million plus, and if you add that to that 36 million, which is our what our the black population of the United States is at this point, that would give us a voting base of about 51 million.
That's right.
We would still maintain our voting political
power block in
this nation.
And Marvin, not only that, they said it's okay for the husband, for the father of the kids not to live in the home.
Yes.
They said it's okay, you know, for your kids to do what they want to do and come and go, and you don't have to keep a, you know, you don't have to stress education or anything. I mean, it's just unbelievable how they have kept us in this mind. Well, not us, but our people in this mindset of, you know, just be humble and do what you're supposed to do and be a Democrat and everything's going to be okay. Now, I'm not telling people to join the Republican Party because you know me. I think
they're not going to tell them that either.
Yeah, I think they both suck. But I if I'm going to lean on a ideology, I'm going to look at the Republican ideology because it says you got to stand up for yourself. You got to go to work. You got to do for yourself. We're not going to give you nothing. We'll teach you to fish. We won't give you a fish. So I like that ideology of being strong. But the Democrats have not done that, and that's what angers me. Marvin, I just got a few minutes left. I want to get that back to this caravan. You guys are going to be leaving from Leimert Park at 8 o'clock Wednesday morning, and you're going first to Phoenix, right?
All right. Our first stop is going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. And then from there on, that'll be May 3rd. Then May 4th will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
The 5th will be in Abilene, Texas. Now, the 6th, we're going to make a stop at President Bush's hometown in Crawford.
Yeah, say hi for me. I'm going to be there, too, and I'm going to say hi for you.
Hey, Terry, I won't be making a caravan. I will fly. I'm flying into D.C. once we get there at the end of the trip. And I'll be there for the big hoorah back there in Washington, D.C. to lend a voice to the crowd there.
Well, that sounds good. It sounds like you guys got a good plan. You're going to meet with a lot of folks across the country. You're going to hear more people for you than you will against you. You're going to hear the detractors. You're going to hear the fools. But I'm going to tell you something, Marvin, and you know this to be a fact. Americans have awoken. They are awake. They understand. They're not going to keep going for the flim-flam anymore. These people are angry, and they want action. And the only way they're going to accept any type of border reform or immigration reform is we want that border locked up. We want these people deported. We don't want enforcement first. We want enforcement, period.
Period, right now. And forget the amnesty. Forget all of that. Because, see, you start talking amnesty here, then what about amnesty in the jail? I got to figure there's some kind of slick lawyer out there say, well, we're going to set precedents here. We gave them amnesty, and they violated
the law. That's right. That's
well,
right.
Let's get these other folks out of here.
Goes on and on. Marvin, I want to thank you for coming on with us this evening, man.
Let them lay that website there.
Sure.
I'd like to invite the people to go to the website, sign up, bring some help if, you know, however you're led in your heart. Go to MinutemanProject.com, and you'll find all the information there. Read who we are and what we're about. We're not a racist organization, because I am that black man.
Yeah, no matter what Najee Ali says, you know what? I remember when he was going to start the South Central chapter of SOS. Now, all of a sudden, somebody got to him, and now he's all of a sudden now talking against Minuteman, talking about who's racist and who ain't. That just, it's unbelievable to me. It really is.
That's another chapter for that Negro.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. All right, brother, have a good time. We will see you in Texas. We're going to set them on fire there. Not literally, folks. I'm talking about we're going to have a great, great, great rally there with a lot of good speakers. Anybody in the sound of my voice wants to meet us in Texas, we're going to be here with Frank George in a few minutes. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to invite everybody to be out there. Marvin, have a safe trip, brother.
Well, thank you very much, Terry.
You take care.
God bless.
All right. There you go, folks. Marvin Stewart, good guy. Minuteman, happens to be black. You can't call him racist, and if you do, I don't suggest you say it to his face. And if you do, I wouldn't suggest you got too close. But my point is that he's not going to take a whole lot of insults, and I'm not either. And as far as I'm saying that, I heard Najee Ali say that Jim Gilchrist was a Klan member the other night, and that he attended Nazi meetings and stuff like. I mean, this is unbelievable that the statements being made about these people, all so that they can embrace their brown brothers. Well, you know what? I got a lot of brown brothers. I got a lot of Asian brothers, a lot of white brothers, but none of them are illegally in this country. None. That I will not embrace, ever. And I don't care how destitute you are and how broke you are. You cannot come to my country illegally. End of story, period. Let's listen to Mr. Navarro now. You want to talk about racist? Let me point you to a racist who is alive and well, spouting his racist rhetoric, and he's a man of a school, a professor.
These are critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority.
Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community in this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Call the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And just so you know, I'm not whining. I'm not Villaraigosa. We just got a threat. Guy called up here saying what he's going to do to us. You know what? We invite him to come down and share that with us, but they never do. My point is this. We have the First Amendment. We're not threatening anybody. What we're saying is we're going to put illegal aliens out of this country. We're not going to put Hispanic people out of this country. But what happens now, we got a lot of racist Hispanics who lump themselves together with the illegals and call themselves one people. And that's not what we're about. We're about legality. Anybody that's here legally is our brother. We accept them, even if they hate us. We accept them as an American. But we will drive these illegals out of the country, and nobody's going to stop that. That will happen. All right, folks, before we get to the phones, we got two things to do. The first thing is get to our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of Capital Gold Group. That's safeasgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, up. Going, sorry.
Boy, is it going. Unbelievable.
It keeps going, and the more of your listeners that have been calling in and buying gold with us, congratulations, and the market has just been a, you know, it's an exciting time for gold. I had one economist by the name of Dr. Mark Faber. He's known around the world, Terry. He's like the authority on gold. He's predicting gold could be at $6,000 an ounce.
Wow.
And, you know, we got to look at the main reasons, the economy right now.
Yeah.
We're seeing a dollar that's shrinking. We're seeing inflation, which keeps growing every single year. So as the dollar weakens, that's why gold is going up. And we're not telling people to put everything into gold, but you at least want to have 5 to 10% of what you have in paper in solid gold, which you get to hold on to. That's the key.
Well, that's smart. And I'm hearing reports about this every day, and people should diversify if they can afford to do it. It would be a protection for them. And tell them how they can get in touch with you, Jonathan.
So they can get our Insider's Gold Diet. It's an $80 gold investment kit, which will show you how to get started with diversification in precious metals. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-510-9594. Again, that's 800-510-9594, or they can even visit us online at www.safeasgold.com.
All right, folks, that number is 1-800-510-9594. We will give that number out again at the end of the show for those who didn't get it. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for a good job you're doing.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, folks, before we get to the callers, I got a gentleman in studio here, Mr. Frank George. He's the guy who put on the Rumble at the Ranch this coming Saturday in Crawford, Texas. It's going to be an event that's going to be widely attended by people from all over the country. Boy, I'm looking forward to this. There's going to be a ton of people there. What do you say, Frank?
Well, you know, Terry, I'm very excited, particularly if everything goes right tomorrow, which is Monday, when everybody's supposed to be doing their thing out in the streets.
Yeah, please do your thing, folks. Please.
Do your thing, because we love it. You know, I want everybody to have an opportunity to take Mr. Bush to task. The event is known as a Reckoning in Crawford, also a Rumble at the Ranch. And the newest folks that join us is the Alamo Coalition. These are black Americans who said, hey, we're coming down. We'd like to join. Now, the event is going to happen this Saturday at 1 p.m., May 6th, Crawford, Texas, next to the Crawford Community Service Center, which is at 999 East 4th Street, and will be on the parking lot of the football field. Come on down, particularly if you're in Texas. You know you got no excuse left. This is an excellent event to address the issues of Mr. Bush not doing the proper thing. You know, he gave us No Child Left Behind, and now it seems like he's given us every American left behind. So come on down and express yourself. We'd love to see you.
That's good stuff, Frank. And you know what? What angers me so much about the president, you know, he sees what's wrong. He's not some guy from Vermont or New Hampshire. This guy was from Texas. He was a governor of Texas. He knows the problem inside and out, and still he allows this to happen. I don't understand how people can still defend him.
It's his position is completely indefensible, and Americans that I've spoken to, even last night in Las Vegas, are beginning to say the word impeach.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The other word that I'm hearing a lot is civil war, and that's very serious. When Americans get to that point, you know something has got to be done about the way our country's being run.
Sad. Stick around, Frank. We're going to take some calls now. I want to get to the folks and let them express themselves. Let's go to Cliff, calling from Pasadena, California. Cliff, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, the American spirit is dead. My father was at Pearl Harbor. I went into the Army in 1968 at the age of 17 years old. I've watched America knocked down. I've watched us stepped on, spit on, and you know, while our enemy has millions of people taking over our streets, we're driving cars and shopping. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'll tell you, I have a white flag, and unless we need to do something. And I'm tired of hearing people say shop. I'm tired of hearing people say, well, let's put up, let's drive a car. You know, we have to do something. And if we don't do something,
Cliff,
that's the tantamount of raising a white flag.
Cliff, let me tell you something, and I agree with you totally. I've been around this immigration movement for quite a while now, and I'm going to tell you, we have done more in the last 2 or 3 years than in all the other years I've been in it. Things are changing. And I don't want you to be so pessimistic. The Congress of the United States knows we exist now.
They do. And the House I'm an Army veteran, and I'm ready to go. I've emailed the Minutemen almost 100 times. They never called me back. You know, we're Americans. We're men here. We want to, our parents were the greatest generation. Of course, our generation's ready to do something, but we've got to do something. But, you know, we've got to do more than drive cars and send emails. Politicians are not going to save us.
Well, we're going to have to save ourselves, Cliff, and the time has come for that. I want to thank you for the call, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Let's go to Steve calling from Redlands, California. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
I'd just like to call in and encourage people to buy tomorrow.
Good. Absolutely.
All Americans. Any shop that or store that's closed tomorrow apparently hires illegals, and they're gone. So
now, this is Steve that does the flooring, right?
Yes, sir. I own a company called Voth Flooring. And we're listed on, actually, we hire illegals, aliens.com. You could,
But you have all American workers, right?
Yes, sir.
Steve, what's your business number? Let us give out your business number. So if people want to get a floor done by an American company and American workers, how do they contact you?
Yes, sir. It's 909-887-0487.
One more time.
909-887-0487.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call. You hear what he said, folks. Shop till you drop tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call. Take care, buddy.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Alex calling from Vallejo, California. Alex, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, hi there, Terry. I was referred to you by D.A. King, and I was I had sent an email out to my local stations, my local TV stations here in San Francisco, and I sent the email to Macy's, Target, and Home Depot as well. And I let them know that I'm volunteering to work for any person that works for them that walks off the job to participate in the demonstrations May 1, and I'll fill in free of charge.
Wow!
And just so they don't feel the hit. And
wow!
I think that the sympathizers and those people who do want to make the demonstrations to promote what is essentially amnesty and essentially an illegal invasion of my country. And I want to remind them that one of the tantamount business paradigms is no one is indispensable. And so if I can step in to fill in to help them out, then that's what I'm volunteering to do. Otherwise, if I don't get taken up on the offer, then I will definitely do what the gentleman just ahead of me said, which is I'm going to go to a store. I'm going to make a point of telling the store manager, I'm here to support the companies that do not hire illegal immigrants.
Good for you. That is important, Alex. Very important.
Yes. Well, so that's why I'm calling.
I love your idea. That's an all-American idea. That's really great. And you hear what she's saying, folks? She is saying if some business needs her because they've got some illegal or some sympathizer who's not coming, she'll go work for them. I mean, that's great. You know what I mean? That's showing the American spirit. I got to go, Alex. I want to thank you so much for calling the show. Don't be a stranger.
No, sir. Thanks so much for your help.
All right. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Those folks in Phoenix are at it again. Here's Randy Pullen calling from Phoenix, Arizona, to tell us about the latest initiative they've got going there. Boy, you guys are always knee-deep in it. Randy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good evening, Terry. Great to be on your show.
Tell them about your initiative.
Well, once again, Arizona's leading the way. The battleground is
here. That's right.
And we have a new initiative. It's called Protect Our City. It's the follow-up to Prop 200, Protect Arizona Now. And we're going to do away with sanctuary in the city of Phoenix. Similar to Los Angeles, we have literally the same exact operations rule that you have in Los Angeles, restricting the police from cooperating
sanctuary
with authorities. We're going to bring it to an end.
Good. You hear that, folks? All you folks listening there at KFNX 1100 AM in Phoenix, listen to what he's saying. You've got a chance to take the law into your own hands, so to speak. Here's a chance for you to take it away from these rotten politicians and vote on it. How many signatures do you need?
It's only 14,844.
Oh,
this is one-tenth of what we had to literally raise.
14,000. That's about as many people will be at the Suns game, you know. That's not a lot of people.
That's exactly right. And we already probably have about 3,000 signatures. We've only been doing it for 10 days. It's going well. We have a lot of volunteers. We're looking for more volunteers here in Phoenix. Let me give you a phone number where we can be reached. That's 602-863-3050. And that's our number. Give us a call. We're looking for volunteers. It's going well. It's going to be on the ballot in November, and we will bring sanctuary to an end here in Phoenix.
Well, we got a lot of people active in this country now, Randy. You guys did a great thing with Prop 200. You're doing a great thing with this. We're going to get you back on when we got a little more time to discuss the details, and maybe you can give us an update on it maybe next week. When does this thing end?
We have to have all the signatures turned in by June 2nd.
Okay.
In order to get it on the November
ballot. So you've got a month.
Yep, we got about a month to go, and I think we'll probably make that without too much trouble. But we do need volunteers to step up and help us.
All right, you guys listening to KFNX, step up. This is the time. This is the time to be active as an activist. Randy Pullen, I want to thank you so much, buddy, and keep up the good work. You guys are fabulous there in Arizona.
Terry, it's a pleasure to be on the show, and I'd like to come back maybe in about 2 weeks and give you the update. We've got the Arizona African American Republican Committee here.
Oh, Willa told me about that.
Our initiative.
That's great. That's great.
Getting signatures for it.
You guys remind me then the week before the 2 week show from now. Get with me. Let me know, and we'll schedule it.
You bet.
Randy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Randy Pullen in Phoenix, folks. You know what, Frank? That's amazing to me. Look at the stuff that's happening. Look what Arizona has done. Look what you guys are doing with the Rumble at the Ranch. Look what D.A. King has done down there in Georgia, helping get these bills passed. This is amazing times, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. And these guys tomorrow, when they do their thing, they're going to help us out.
Oh, boy.
Yes, they are.
And see, all this stuff costs us money. That's free. That's advertisement and publicity that we don't even have to pay for, and we love it. We love it that way. Let's go to Jennifer calling from Orange, California. Jennifer, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
How are you, Jen?
Good to talk to you. Doing very good.
Good.
Well, let me tell you, Terry, Ryan and I are going to have a busy day tomorrow. We're going to be hitting the stores when they first open.
Oh, good.
And one of the things we're going to do is shop till we drop.
That's real tough for you women, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It will be fun. But, yeah, basically in places that do not support illegal immigration.
Good, good.
But also, Ron was talking about going and doing dishes maybe for our favorite restaurant, which that lady was just talking about.
That's pretty good.
So we're going to see about that. While I'm shopping, maybe he can do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Also, we might go to a rally over in Santa Ana. And basically what I wanted to talk about is I'm going to be basically going around and getting the names of the businesses that are closed tomorrow.
Good.
Closed in support of them. Because, you know, if a business is closed tomorrow, I mean, why else would they be closed?
That's right.
On a Monday. So we're going to make a list and boycott those businesses.
Good, forever. Just like I'll never set foot in a Denny's restaurant again because Denny's is actively endorsing this. I called them the other day, and they gave me a flim-flam on the phone you wouldn't believe. When they found out I was media, then all of a sudden, then it kind of changed, and they wanted to explain it. But guess what? I'm not going for it. They said in their written form that they faxed me, Jen, they said, we endorse this. We are with our employees on this, and we want this to turn out for them so that they can benefit. I will never eat at Denny's. The food sucks anyway. You know, what could I tell you? Jen, I got to go. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Terry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Your show's fantastic. Marvin and the guy from Crawford, Texas. I hope you're going to have a good time.
Well, he's actually, Frank George is from here.
Yeah.
But he's putting on this event in Texas.
Yeah, unbelievable. And to say that Jim Gilchrist is a member of the KKK, just absolutely bullpucky.
Yes, let me just say that name again. Najee Ali from Project Islamic Hope said that. I heard him. He said it on the John Ziegler show.
Yeah, that's just horrible. I just want to say a great show, and I'll be doing my part tomorrow to going out and trying to document things. And I've been documenting. There have been signs saying socialism for liberation with a Mexican flag. So it is all communism. So I want you to know that I'll be out watching what's going on, too. But this Thursday we have Jeffrey Nyquist coming into town to talk about the problem and talk about the communism and what's going on in the country at the Granada Forum this Thursday. And our phone number is 818-385-4003. But I just want to say, Terry, I'm going to say something right now. You know, there's been blacks that have fought in the Civil War,
blacks
that fought in the Revolution War, blacks that fought in Vietnam, Korea, and World War I and World War II, and in Iraq right now. And the bottom line is they're out in the front lines right now doing it again.
That's right. We're going
to
have to
support you because it's wrong that you guys have become third-class citizens in your own country.
Well, like
it's wrong. It's wrong, Terry.
Well, like I always said, Wendy, we've always been last. The only difference is now we're third instead of second. Thanks for the call, Wendy.
God bless, Terry.
Take care. All right. Let's go to Silvio calling from Denver, Colorado. Silvio, not much time, buddy. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
I just want to urge all of your listeners to remember to participate in the Great American Grassroots mass mailing of letters to the president tomorrow. This is a coordinated nationwide effort. All patriots, American citizens, address your letters to George Bush, President of the United States, 1600 Pennsylvania Ave, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. And we are asking to demand of the president to send troops to the border now to secure our borders, to immediately enforce our current immigration laws, and to sign an executive order outlawing sanctuary cities in the United States. And if the listeners can remember to please sign that letter. Don't turn your backs on us again, Mr. President. Sign your letters. Get them in the mail tomorrow, postmarked May 1. And let's create an avalanche of citizen, good old-fashioned grassroots democracy and send an avalanche of letters to the White House tomorrow.
All right, Silvio. Thank you so much for that. Good idea, buddy. Let us know how it turns out.
Keep fighting the good fight.
All right, Sil. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Yeah, one of your previous guests, you know, he mentioned the word civil war. Well, I'd like to let our listeners know that I am the direct descendant of both Civil War and American Revolutionary War veterans, including Indian Wars that predated even the Revolution. I guarantee you this country is more than capable of going to war with itself, and this issue of illegal aliens invading our country.
There you go.
It'll do it. It will do it. We will end up in a civil war.
All right, Bill. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Okay.
Take care. Let's go to Isabel calling from Chula Vista, California. What do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. You know what? I'm an American of Mexican descent. I'm sick and tired of seeing these illegals come here. This is an invasion. Don't people understand this? When people go out there in the masses and raise a foreign flag and laugh in our face and change the anthem, you cannot sit back.
Isabel, can you imagine somebody tampering with the anthem of a country?
No.
And they didn't just translate it. They didn't just translate it. No, they changed the words. Unbelievable. Talk about disrespect.
And you know what, Terry? And a part of it, it even makes fun. It's even poking fun. Do you see your banner still waving now? What does that mean? If the American people aren't mad as hell about this...
They are, Isabel. They are. They are.
It's going to take something big. And, you know, unfortunately, it's going to take another 9/11, and they're still going to be sitting there like stupid dummies with a remote in their hand, and it's going to take people like you and me to go out there and let George Bush know, the guy that we put in office, let him know that we are not going to take it anymore.
Well, Isabel, that's what the Rumble at the Ranch is about this coming weekend. I got to go. Thanks so much for calling. Call me again.
I will.
All right, let's go to James calling from Inglewood, California. James, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, we was out the Council General last Wednesday with Ted Hayes and Ozzy, son of a guy out there that's on the wave newspaper. I mean, on the wave, on the wave with him. And the guy, since we didn't agree with him about amnesty, so we were walking over to the Council General's office.
Of Mexico.
Right. Never
right.
felt that much racism. The guy walking along the sidewalk with a sign saying that we didn't agree with him. They called us monkeys and told us to go back to Africa.
Did they really?
I never felt that much racism in America. When I went inside and talked to the council general, I said, I was born in Mississippi. I never experienced that much racism in Mississippi, what I experienced right here in America.
Isn't that amazing? This is the new racism, James, the Klan with a tan. And I'm going to tell you, here's what I would ask of Tony Muhammad and Najee Ali and all those other, Earl Afari Hutchinson. Can you or can you not buy a house in Boyle Heights and live in it? If you can, as a black man, then I stand corrected. If you cannot and they will kill you, then I'm right. I guarantee not one of them will go over there and try to live. Because I'm not saying all Hispanic people are against us. I am saying many, many, many in that Hispanic community, and especially those of illegal alien extraction, are against us as a race of people, and that is a fact. Thanks for the call, James. I appreciate it.
See you in conference.
All right, brother. Let's go to Melina calling from Tucson, Arizona. Melina, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry.
Not much time.
I wanted to let everybody know that I read a letter that was written to VDare.com where this gentleman from Texas went to Home Depot to buy some supplies, and two Home Depots in Texas told him that they wouldn't deliver tomorrow because that was their way of supporting the boycott. So boycott Home Depot.
I would say so from now on.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Who knows, everybody.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Melina. Let's go to Cindy calling from Cochise County, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, still being invaded, Cochise County, Arizona. There's thousands of them heading to the protest right across the border. The first time they break the law, stepping over the border.
That's right.
And then they throw garbage all over the place. So if folks go to desertvisions.us, desertvisions, like a lot of visions, .us, and see all the garbage that the illegals have left in the field. Now, Local 2544 are our Border Patrol agents here in the field walking through that same garbage on their website, local2544.org. Everybody go there and see what the Border Patrol agents have to say what's going on, the things that they can't say in the press or in front of the cameras. They said they wish the illegal aliens would go one step further and completely just remove themselves from the country, than Americans that apply for the job.
All right, Cindy. Thanks for the call.
Terry. Well, you God bless you. And it's nice to hear Mr. George on the show also.
He's a good guy. He's sitting right across from me. He's a good guy. You take care.
Hey.
All right. Don't forget, some of our state politicians here in California saying they're going to walk out of their senatorial and assembly jobs and protest with these people. They should be fired. Worse than that, they should be strung up and fired. This is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Folks, I'm going to take you real quick. 20 seconds each. We're at the end of the show. Let's go to Rodney calling from Texas. Not much time, Rodney. What do you say?
Yeah, just want to share with you a cartoon drawing that appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle a little over a week ago. It has a picture of George Bush standing in front of the American people, and underneath the cartoon drawing of George Bush, he's saying, "Now, I know I can't outsource all the American jobs, so I'll just bring in the illegals, and they'll take care of the rest."
Really fitting cartoon. Thanks for the call, Rodney. Let's go to Shannon, calling from Texas. Shannon, what do you hear? What do you say? About 15 seconds.
I just want to say I can't wait to meet you when you come to Crawford, and hello, Frank.
Hello, Shannon.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Let's go to Richard, calling from West Covina. Not much time, Richard.
Yes, I'm going to say to all the legal aliens, please walk down the 5 freeway all the way south, go from Los Angeles, and go about 130 miles, and park your ass there. Thank you very much.
Well said, Richard. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, not much time, about 15 seconds.
All right, 15 seconds. Let's get your cameras out tomorrow, and we heard what
Phoenix said
they're going to do what they're going to do.
Good idea, Jerry.
Community folks, you get out there tomorrow, and you take pictures of every business that's closed. You ask them the next day why they closed, and you take a picture of everyone who's got a veteran.
And stop. And Jerry. And Jerry, never, never go to those businesses ever again. And don't forget, we must remember, no Denny's, no Ralph's Market, none of that.
Right.
Thanks, Jerry. Let's go to Olin calling from Culver City. Olin, not much time, about 10 seconds.
The next time you talk to an extreme liberal, ask them the magic question, are you a communist?
Good question, Olin.
You will be surprised to discover that a liberal will not answer the magic question, are you a communist?
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Stick around, folks. Loris Riscala she does it from a woman's point of view, radio from a woman's point of view. She's talking tonight about protecting children on the Internet. Good stuff. Don't forget this week with the swings. Listen to this one. Liberalism and immigration, expensive gas, and Republican extinction, and the rocket's red, white, and green glare. Good stuff. You can read on our website this week with the swings. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall in Phoenix, immigrationbuzz.com. That's his new website. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. And Frank, thanks for coming in, buddy.
My pleasure, sir.
We will get together in Texas. We will give them hell down there.
Yes, we will.
All right, folks. Don't forget to our sponsor, Jonathan Rose, 1-800-510-9594. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about every week, folks. We want you to visit the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy, Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.